Hello, America. Dave Hodges here. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show. We also want to welcome our friends from around the world. There are many of you. We appreciate you, but you don't deserve our money. Maybe in charity, but not subsistence, not your military, not your universal military training, not your free universal health care, and certainly not free college. Yet that's what's happening to our money. Most notably in Ukraine and in Israel. Oh, not to mention the Social Security salaries, payments for government officials in Ukraine. No, sorry, America first. America first. Let's get that clear. We're going to do in this report is take a look at reasons I think are pretty clear why JFK had to be eliminated, and we'll see if there's any crossover to Charlie. Does history repeat? Are the same reasons present whenever we see these kind of regime changes, whether it be corporate or governmental? But first, a word from our sponsor, the Nanosoma Starter Pack, 15% off the spray that boosts your immune system to unbelievable levels. You've heard my testimonial. You get three of them in the starter pack. The Nanosoma Gel allowed me to go back to my youthfulness of 25 years ago. No knee pain, no inflammation, no swelling. And then finally, the skin cream, which healed a cut, needed 4 to 6 stitches. It was bad. And I said, let me try this for a couple weeks. No stitches, no scar. All three together are 15% off the starter pack. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Well, let's take a look at why JFK, my humble opinion, my research, why he was taken out. He interfered with military industrial complex profits, particularly in Vietnam, and he made it clear, no Vietnam. Number two, no invasion of Cuba. And the Bay of Pigs tried to circumvent him, and Alan Dulles in Kabul paid for it, the director and deputy director of the CIA, they paid for that. Well, that's getting in the way of the military-industrial complex again and the goals and objectives of the CIA. And then you've got the silver certificates, bypassing the Federal Reserve, corrupt Federal Reserve that has debased our dollar by over 97% since its inception. Keep that in mind. And then, of course, the oil depletion tax, same people that own the military complex. Industrial complex, some people that profited big time on the Vietnam War. Kennedy said, well, okay, I'll compromise. I shouldn't do this. I'm going to give you half of the oil depletion tax. They wanted the whole thing. It pissed them off. banning upper atmosphere nuclear testing. And he was actually having Norman Cousins at Khrushchev's vacation home negotiating that at the time of the assassination. He also had a French journalist, and this has been well documented, who was with Castro at the moment he was assassinated. What were they negotiating? Normalizing relations. Well, sure as hell not what the CIA wanted, was it? Okay. Kennedy. Let's look at Charlie. Opposed to uncontrolled aid to Israel and Ukraine, he expressed it both ways. He was opposed to the bombing of Iran. I wasn't. Charlie was, okay? And again, who is he running afoul of? The CIA, the Mossad, the military-industrial complex. On PJB's show, he called what happened in Gaza a genocide. He also said it was also a false flag. Why? Well, because Israel can cover any territory inside its borders within 3 minutes. That's why. And then he was pushing for an audit of potentially misspent funds, either coming in, going out. He wanted to know where it went, didn't trust it, and he had a DOGE-like audit, which now they've since canceled. This is his Federal Reserve moment, if you will. And he said, we need to pivot away from Israel. It's parallel to Kennedy, National Security Memorandum 223. we're going to pull the combat advisors out. We're not sending troops there. In a year, in 64, we're going to pull the combat advisors out. And here Charlie is basically saying the same thing. You see the parallels when someone gets in the way? And if you look at Martin Luther King and Bobby Kennedy, they were deeply opposed to the Vietnam War. Deeply. You judge for yourself. Mark Twain said, "History may not repeat itself, but it sure does rhyme." Tell me what you think. Thanks for joining us.
Hello, America, and to our friends around the world. Welcome to the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Our sponsor for this segment is Magic Dicol. The Magic Dicol starter pack is absolutely phenomenal, and they're the ones that make the NanoSoma products, the NanoSoma liquid, which saved my life. You'll get three of these with the starter pack. Oh, but it's three products, not just three items. Three. And this is what saved me from strep lung linings and a prognosis that was destined me for an early grave. And then you've got the NanoSoma gel. All you do is apply it to your affected joint. It grows pluripotent stem cells and it restores joint health. Happened in my knee when I got really aggressive in the gym trying to regain my former form. It allowed me to do even more. And today I'm healthier than I've been in almost 30 years. And then you've got the skin cream, which is good for fine lines and wrinkles, but I used it to treat a cut that I needed 4 to 6 stitches, wrapped it for 2 weeks, unwrapped it every single day, put the cream on, never needed the stitches right here. You saw the bandages. You were following this for any length of time. Together, the three pack, 15% off. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Well, I'm really distressed to report this, but it's appearing in great numbers. And now Candace Owens has commented on this as well. Now, I'm just going to say this as a warning to French President Macron. You need to realize that Candace is married to someone who is very, well, let's put it this way, connected very closely to very powerful people in Europe. Very powerful people. Macron had better watch his step. Candace is in fear of Macron. She has received credible information with written proof that she has said this, but other people are bringing this out too. This is not a secret, even though this is in the early stages of reporting this. Candace is in fear of Macron. Now, to review, she went on to say that Macron's wife is actually a transgender, converted former male teacher of his to female. Look, I have no idea whether that's true. I don't care if that's true, but this triggered a lawsuit against Candace. Not likely to go anywhere because first of all, as expressed as an opinion, and Macron is out of his element here if he thinks he's going to get a settlement on this unless it's done in a French court where he picks the judge. So I don't think that's going anywhere. Quite frankly, I found the whole thing to be bizarre. And I think Candace has bigger fish to fry than someone's marital habits. But the lawsuit's there. But perhaps building upon this, not perhaps, but absolutely building upon this, is the reasonable fear that Candace has that the information she's been given by a couple of sources, some in writing from insiders, are saying that there is a contract out on her perpetrated by you know who, and also too it's multi-state. Comes from a group that will label the GIG, because my French terminology is not that great. I haven't had the language since the ninth grade. But the GIG is, according to Candace, has issued a contract on her. This could get really messy because Candace doesn't live in a bubble and she doesn't live in an unprotected environment. I'm really shocked. Now, could this not be true? From the evidence that's come out, I think there's reasonable suspicion to investigate this. That's what my position will be officially. But Macron is not known for his even temper. He takes political opponents and imprisons them and gets a crony judge to say, you can't run again. He's not a reasonable person. He's a horrible leader. The people hate him. How he stays in power? Well, flip a coin and come up with a reason, because I can't. I don't have any respect for the person as a human being. I think he is a degenerate. And by that, I mean, I think his moral character, his concern for people, his empathy for the people he rules over, I think it's sadly lacking. Is he capable of doing what's reported? I'll put it this way. I don't think he's incapable. And why am I putting this out here? Okay. First of all, I'm posing it as reported, not as factual, according to Dave Hodges, as reported. Now, what's my purpose? It's as reported. Macron, you're good at suing people. Just go and track down this fake source, is two of them, I understand, and sue them. And then prove that this is not true. And it's as reported is not true. And I'll follow up and say as reported, but proven to be not true. What's interesting here is Candace has been right about the Charlie Kirk assassination on everything she has said. Except, Candace, I don't agree with you that Trump was part of the plot. There's the cover up, and that's to keep Israel, in my humble opinion, out of the limelight. So the Middle East attempt at the peace deal, and it's an attempt at it. It's an attempt. Don't think it's a done deal. Trump needs Israel right now as an ally and on board. And I think it explains a lot about the Epstein files, because it's come out now. I mean, this is not in speculation mode, but Epstein was connected to the Israeli government. More importantly, to the Mossad, and also to intelligence agencies in our country, including the CIA. That's in the documents, people. I mean, you're saying, oh, I don't want to believe all that. I didn't either. But the facts are the facts, and we got to follow where the facts lead us. And that explains a lot of Trump's behaviors towards this. Is he protecting big-time donors who might be connected? I mean, hell, Meghan Markle's been thrown into this. Have you seen this? This is going rampant now. And I don't know. Look, the royal family has a cloud over it. It's interesting. I'm not going to go down that road right here. I'm hesitating. I've seen enough to know that there's smoke and fire, and they're trying to subpoena her as a witness in a case involving this, a liability case. It's going to get interesting, but a lot of it comes back to some of the Israeli leaders. Notice I didn't say Jewish people. See, being opposed to government officials or a government policy of a foreign nation doesn't make you anti the people. In this case of Israel, does not make you anti-Semitic. But of course, if you what did Fine say, the degenerate in Congress? When Marjorie Taylor Greene, that we'll talk about in the next segment, when she said, I'm resigning, Fine tweeted, this is a guy that's an elected rep in Congress. He said, one anti-Semite down, one more to go, meaning Thomas Massie. What a jackass. Seriously. I mean, who votes for people like this? We'll cover that in a little more detail. But the stunning news of the day is Candace believes that she is under threat, and that threat is from Macron, the French president. We'll have to see where this goes, but this story is going to get legs. I've covered stuff like this enough to know that where there's smoke, there's fire behind it, and there's really strong smoke here. And I think there's a lot more that we're going to see, and I'm bringing this out to call attention to it. Now, Macron, you can rest your jets. First of all, I don't fear you suing me. Secondly, I think if you sue enough people who criticize you, the fingers point back at you. But secondly, Macron, I think it's time we take a hard look at you. Are these things that people have said about you for years, are they true? And I think the French people have suspicions in large part that they're true. So right now, you're innocent until proven guilty. But I'd also say, if you don't want to be accused of something, don't act like you're guilty. And when you throw your political opponents in jail for simply opposing you, you're acting guilty. Candace, be safe. I pray for your safety. I'm Dave Hodges. This is The Common Sense Show. Hello, America. Dave Hodges here. I'm the host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. We are brought to you by the Nanosoma Gel. As I was making my recovery from strip lung linings, RSV, I'm making progress. I'm back in the gym and the old familiar problems of bone on bone and knee blowing up like a grapefruit surfaced. And my good friend Scotty Sachs, my partner at Sovereign Radio, also on Salem Radio, Scotty said, Dave, try this. I've used this. This works. I go, what does it do? He says, it builds pluripotent stem cells. I've heard of this, but I didn't know about the product. So I began to apply the gel. After a couple of weeks, I started to feel some relief. At the 2-month mark, at the beginning, about the 8th week, I'm noticing I'm able to increase what I'm doing, and I don't have to take 4 or 5 days off to let the swelling go down. I'm not getting any swelling. And by the end of that 2nd month, it was absolutely a miracle what happened. This can be your miracle too. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. This is the Nanosoma Gel. They also have 3 products they sell together. The starter pack, 15% off retail. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. We are going to look. TPUSA is self-destructing. They are absolutely self-destructing. Going to play a clip for you here. And it's of Tim Pool. And maybe that's not the Tim Pool. Hey, this is going to be Tim Pool here. We finally solved that challenge. And he's talking about his being uninvited to TPUSA. Here we go.
Turning Point, maybe sees this. And I'll tell you my thoughts on this one. I wonder if I represent an anti-interventionist faction. Tucker Carlson does too, as does Candace Owens. And I wonder if that's the real reason. I've not said anything particularly disparaging about AmFest, but they told me I couldn't come. Why? Maybe it's because I said we should stop funding Israel. Maybe it's because I said we shouldn't be giving money to Ukraine. Maybe it's because young people largely don't want foreign intervention. And there are individuals in politics who disagree. So I will say this. I've been given the official reason. I had made hurtful comments. Maybe. I had been told they're full. Hard to do. Perhaps. Tucker Carlson is expected to speak there. Maybe it's just it would be too difficult to cancel him. Candace Owens certainly would not be speaking there. But I do wonder if one of the main reasons is that there is an effort to consolidate around a pro-interventionist liberal economic order faction. The use of Tim Pool is no more. We don't need a disaffected liberal who's anti-war and anti-intervention. That's not what the movement needs. The movement needs those who are going to champion foreign investment and foreign intervention.
I'll say this too. I'll add in to what I'm doing here. In the Monday before Charlie's memorial in Phoenix, which I live probably about 30 miles north of the memorial, I was contacted by text by someone from TPUSA and their media department. And they asked me if I'm interested in coming and covering this as media. I got to tell you, this is no easy task. And I knew what a jungle would be. And we've now heard the reports of people that were there. It was an absolute nightmare for the media people that were invited to cover. And quite frankly, I really had reservations, but I thought, okay, I respect Charlie's work. I love what Charlie did. And so this is my way of honoring him, and I'll put up with some inconvenience. So I was given Andrew Colvett's email, private email, said, you're supposed to contact him. Okay. So Monday afternoon, email went out. Oh, wrong one. Return back. Contact the person back. It said, hey, give me the wrong email. So I got the right one. So now it's Tuesday morning. I send it out. And no answer. So on Wednesday, I just said, if I'm going to do this, I have to prepare properly. and I want to do a good job for you, so I need to hear from you sometime in the next 24 hours. Crickets chirping. Andrew Colvett never got back to me. Honestly, I was relieved I just got to watch it because it was, like I said, I've talked to some of my colleagues over there. It was a nightmare, disorganized nightmare. And you can imagine with the crowds, but just the way that they handled the media was really, really, shall we say, disorganized. So I was really relieved, but this spoke volumes that takes me back to what Tim Pool is saying right here. I've been quite clear. You tell Zelensky we're turning off the faucet and he better sit down and make a deal. You've lost the war. You're just dragging out the inevitable and sacrificing innocent lives. You better sit down and work a deal out. That's non-interventionist policy. So how did my name come up? I suspect they went through the podcast rankings. And that's why I heard from them. That's my suspicion. But Colvett got a hold of it. Well, wait a minute, wait a minute. He's not for total military intervention in the Middle East with restrictions. Hodges is not for it 100%. Ukraine, he's on the record. Oh, no, hell no. We're not letting that guy come here, that non-interventionist. And I guarantee you, this is what Tim Pool went through. Guarantee you.
Trying to cast aspersions nor impugn the honor of anybody. But I think one of the principal rifts right now is that young people do not care about our involvement in these foreign countries. They
Amen.
want to know how they're going to buy a house and have a family.
Amen.
But I believe if you're going to change this, you need an organization that reaches students that's going to advocate for a worldview that sees it the other way.
The kids today are scared to death of the economy. Some are hesitant to even enter and duplicate the Chinese Bin Loi, let it rot philosophy in China, where the majority of youth are choosing not to enter their economy because of their reservations. The last thing that they want to do is be boots on the ground in Iran for a foreign imperialist regime. That's the bottom line. And that's why Tim Pool is not speaking at AmFest. Let's hear him conclude.
And so maybe. I'm sure there will be many thoughts, critiques, commentary. I'm sure there will be lies, manipulations, insults, insinuations, all those things. I don't know. I'm going to do my thing.
Do your thing, Tim. Do your thing. Because I'm doing my thing. Young Americans are not going to die in foreign wars of imperialism, especially when they don't serve the interests of the United States and they're serving to bankrupt us. End of story. AmFest, have a nice time. Now, wait a minute. You're wondering, why didn't they cancel Tucker? How many enemies do you want to make at one time? Tucker has huge pull. Tim has huge pull. You put Tucker and Tim together, you got a problem. Now, I'm noticing on X, who would have made this decision? This is terrible. It's a breach of trust. This is stuff I'm seeing on X. I'll tell you who made it. It was Erica Kirk. Come back. We'll tell you all about it in the next segment. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. It's going to appear to a lot of people, including the person we're going to call on, that we're picking on this person and perhaps even unfairly. No, we're not. In consultation with people I work with here in the Common Sense Show, we want certain questions answered. We want transparency. Charlie was a public figure. We have a right to know, and TPUSA has an obligation to speak out. And at the center of the lack of transparency is Mikey McCoy. And Mikey needs to speak out in answering questions that I'm going to bring here. And he could be as innocent as the pure driven snow, but there are unanswered questions that I'm not going to let sit, and neither are other people. This is universally being expressed, but in fragments. I'm going to try to pull it all together. And if I were doing a deposition as a result of a criminal investigation, and perhaps it's only questioning a witness, not a suspect, I'd be asking these questions. And we're going to combine them right here on the Common Sense Show. My name's Dave Hodges. I'm the host. We're the show freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Well, we got $38 trillion in debt. We've got $223 trillion of shadow banking debt, and that system's collapsing, and it could bring down the whole house of cards. We've done a show on this already. Don't you think it's time you got out of the way? Because Dodd-Frank 2010 says when the poop hits the fan, they can keep your money. That's the law. Your retirement, too. Noble Gold can help you. Put the retirement in your name, back it with gold and silver. You get two beautiful coins if you're a qualified first-time investor. Also, too, take your excess cash, if you're lucky enough to have it, and put it into gold and silver. That'll hold its value, unlike the dollar that's declining at a precipitous rate. The rise in gold that we're seeing is inversely related to the value of cash. So why would you put your fortune in cash? Doesn't make any sense now, does it? Noble Gold, 877-646-5347. And the FTC wants me to give you a warning, and they should pass that warning on to the principals already named. They want me to tell you there's always an inherent risk. Oh, we agree with that. But I think not taking this risk is a bigger risk. 877-646-5347. And if you forget the number, start the process at Dave Hodges Gold. That's DaveHodgesGold.com. All right. Mikey McCoy, I have some questions for you. On the surface, and at least at one time, if not right up until the end, I don't know, but you were not only Charlie's business associate, his right-hand man was everywhere in his big meetings, but allegedly you were one of his best friends. Okay? I think it's time for transparency tomorrow, how painful the answer to this question or the answer to this question may be. Why were you replaced as COO? Why? And why did it happen in proximity to the ordered audit that Charlie wanted to have a complete review, Doge style, of all money coming in and going out of TP USA? This question needs to be answered. I'll tell you what, if the FBI was doing its job, these questions would have already been asked. Number two, this isn't my reaction. This is a universal reaction, Mr. McCoy. You're standing next to Charlie when he's shot. I would understand diving or running. That would be a human reaction. But instead, you pull the phone up to your ear. You didn't dial anybody. Candace has proven that by the breakdown. We want to see the phone logs. Who the hell were you talking to? Why won't you show them? I'm going to sound like a cop on a bad search warrant, but if you got nothing to hide, I think you owe it to Charlie to dispel this rumor that somehow you were indifferent to what happened to him. And there's another picture of indifference. As you left the scene and walked around and continued walking, and people attended to Charlie and took him to the SUV to drive him to the furthest hospital, you're seen walking away from the vehicle off in the distance. Why didn't you go up and see how he was doing as you continued to talk on the phone? If you were talking to someone, maybe a family member, maybe Erica, wouldn't you want to say, "Erica, let me call you right back. A family member, friend, let me call you right back. I need to go check on Charlie real quick." Why didn't you do that? These questions need to be addressed. Finally, not finally, continuing. Why was there an audit ordered? And don't tell me you didn't know. You were in the inner circle. You know exactly why the audit. No one would ever believe that you didn't know. Nobody, given your closeness to the center of power, Charlie Kirk. And what were the issues in the audit? We want to know. Then you told this story. Was it you that told the story? I think it was. Crime scene tampering by TPUSA people, taking down the camera, taking out the SIM cards. That is a felony. And yet you tell us that the police told you to do it. Nobody believes that. And you have nothing to back that up. This needs to be explored. I would suggest you start talking, because if you don't want to be accused of being guilty of something, then don't act like you're guilty. Be transparent. Another thing that bothers me, and Charlie let this go on, but it's an ethical violation in corporate structure. Four shell companies, dad's ahead of one, the son's ahead of the other, and they could do things, not that they did, but in any situation, money movements or decisions could be made without proper oversight. This is why corporations discourage this.
Why did this happen? I'd like to hear his answer to this. And then, Mikey, your wife came out and she was nearly hysterical with emotion. I understand that a few days following Charlie's death, it was emotionally and hysterical, producing emotions unto itself. This is, months afterwards. I've watched her rant several times, and I can't tell you what the heck she's trying to tell us. I'll take the hit. I'll take of this. I'll take. Okay, for what? What are you willing to stand up for, Mrs. McCoy? Mikey, I think that you and your wife need to clarify what that message was. It was important enough to go public, but I've talked to people. Do you understand what that was? No, I don't understand what that was. And I've broken that down frame by frame. I can't find anything that's meaningful other than there's a lot of anger and emotion involved. What's this about? Please explain. Now, am I saying he's guilty of anything? No, but I think there are questions here that if they don't go answered, we have to wonder what's behind the lack of transparency. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. Make sure you sign up for our TV show, thecommonsenseshow.tv, for the very best in investigative reporting. But also, too, it's our site of our HIPS show. And it's called Hiding in Plain Sight. And we look at interesting things like powers of the mind, repressed technology, those kinds of things. People say a little bit like the old Art Bell. Yeah, there's some crossover interest. And then, of course, we have our investigative reports and we have our really good interviews. That's at thecommonsenseshow.tv. Go over there and sign up today. We'll see you back here next time.
And all I wanted to do today was enjoy the cool, rainy day in Phoenix, do my sled in the driveway, do some deadlifts, a little more working out, maybe even catch a little football, worship the Lord. There's no rest for the weary. We won't skip worshiping the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, there is so much that's coming out right now. It's hard to decide what to cover. I mean, I literally would need a news bureau, but I won't do that because I don't want to risk being compromised. And there was an attempt against Charlie to compromise him. And when they weren't compromising him, they were going to replace him. Oh, not in the UVU way, in the James O'Keefe way. It didn't end there, unfortunately. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. We are the show freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. You can help us make us 1 million. And thank you so much for your Patreon donations. Hey, listen, they're great because we put them right back into the program. So thank you and continue to help us with that endeavor. We are going to cover something here that's going to anger people, not the masses, a few select people who would rather be continuing in their silence while the facts remain buried and obfuscated. But I said, when I decided to jump into the Charlie Kirk situation in the beginning, remember, I rejected it. I said, no, let's help Charlie's message grow. Let's assist. But I couldn't ignore what was going on. And neither can other people. And I said, this crime will be solved and it won't take us 30 years like it did with JFK. And what was the JFK conclusion? Stay tuned. I got to find a place to slip that in. I reran yesterday my interview with Jim DiEugenio, and I think he's the reigning expert on Kennedy, with the passing of Jim Mars. And we're going to cover that some. But this right now, the Charlie story is the story because it has tentacles to Ukraine, to Israel. Oh, yeah, we've covered both of those in some detail. It has tentacles to the White House. It has all the makings of a Hollywood-style cover-up spy novel. The Egyptians have entered the picture. We have a heroine named Candace Owens who has been right about everything except one thing, Candace. Trump was not involved in the plotting of the killing of Charlie. I don't agree with that. Do I agree that his people are covering it up? Absolutely, for political reasons that I've explained. But Candace has been right on everything else, and she is the poster child for courage. There are enormous risks for what she is doing. Let me remind you that MIT actually did a study on people who died having peripheral or direct connection to the Kennedy assassination at all others. And the odds were so great against the 360 plus people that MIT said there weren't enough zeros in their computer to calculate the odds. I remember when that made the headlines, I go, uh-oh, there's something here. And I think I was a freshman in college when that came out. And I knew something was wrong with the Kennedy assassination. My dad had dropped some hints because he had not told me all the things he had done in the service. But he was really clear that this was not the way it appeared to be. And that was my first hint that that was true. But we're going to get into the replacement of Charlie Kirk, who is behind it. Some of the evidence is fragmented. Some of it can be considered to be controversial. But if we consider the preponderance of the evidence in its totality, we begin to form a pretty clear picture. We got a great sponsor, and I hope that you take advantage of this opportunity I'm bringing to you. These three products from the NanoSoma people, the liquid spray, the NanoSoma gel, the skin cream. I've used all three in plain view of my audience. And when I had the strip lung linings and the fever blisters, and Dave, you look like garbage, what's wrong? And I tried to play that off because I didn't want to bring my audience into my suffering. And the NanoSoma products came into my view, and I used the spray to overcome the negative prognosis of strip lung linings. And Dave, you ain't coming back from this, says the experts. And then when I sat in one of the experts' offices, he goes, "You're a new person." 3 months later, "What happened to you?" And I tried to explain it. They didn't want to hear it. No. We can't write a prescription for that. We don't want to hear it. But you know what happened there? Immune system buildup. Okay. Then the gel. I detailed, documented, even had a picture of myself on the company website after I was playing basketball in the gym. Yeah, playing basketball. And so I couldn't have done this. More than 25 years ago, I had to stop playing because of my knee issues. This cleaned it up. Took about 2 months to be fully realized. Gradual improvement all the way, but I noticed about the 8 week mark, boom, I could do anything. Still continues today. And then the skin cream, you saw the bandage on my finger, needed 4 to 6 stitches. Now let me try the cream because they say this works. So I wrapped it after I put the cream on, did the same thing each day. 2 weeks later, no scar, no nothing. All three of these products, the three pack, are phenomenal. And everybody should have them. And it's a hell of a lot cheaper than modern medicine. And for me, it worked a lot better. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. The Charlie Kirk takeover. And it reminds me of James O'Keefe. And those of you who followed my channel in length of time, and I need to get James on the show, because we do have mutual friends. He is, without doubt, one of the, if not the foremost quality researcher ever. And the way people walk into his trap to expose the truth, he's a genius. He would have made a James Bond 007 spy jealous with his skills. And he was booted out because his board got taken over by, let's say, interests connected to the de-essers. Who are the de-essers? Deep state. And they said, bye-bye, James. So, not to be deterred, he started James O'Keefe Media. Candace Owens doesn't do the field work, but she's got the sources, and she ends up being right 99.9% of the time. These are tremendous people. And what we were looking at here is the reason why I do Candace style work and I don't have a board, and you're going to learn this about Charlie in this. I don't have a board because I'm not going to be beholden to anybody. Donors, corporate votes, corporate takeovers. I will remain a one-man operation with some contract employees, and that's it. That's all the Common Sense Show will ever be. Not interested in being anything else. because I need to control the direction and we will not compromise. You've heard me criticize President Trump for allowing the cover-up of Charlie's murder to continue with a shoddy FBI investigation. And I would vote for Trump again. A bad Trump on his worst day is better than everybody else out there. But we will still tell the truth here on the Common Sense Show. Now, no hostile takeover of the Common Sense Show is possible, but it was possible for Charlie Kirk. He had the donor pressures and the donors feeding money to TPUSA people. Oh, you could say it's indirect, and perhaps it is, to the company, back to the people. But you had McGovern making twice the money Charlie was, and one of the funds was from a fund that didn't claim that they had any employee salaries and didn't file their 990 form as required this year. Now, I've been told the 990 form, sometimes the IRS allows some grace and you could go a couple years before they crack down. I don't have any reason to doubt what I was told, but the fact is it's suspicious. They filed the year before, the year before, the year before, the year before, without any breaks. And then all of a sudden in this year, with all that happened, three of the four didn't file. And then we got these interesting salaries taking place. Money moves people, as does power, which leads back to money. And money leads back to power. It's a cyclical, you know, self-perpetuating loop. So let's talk about what's coming out. Charlie was facing a hostile takeover at TPUSA, and he knew it. We have tons of rumors, and I don't respond to a rumor unless it's from a source that I've used before, and they've been right on the money, and generally it takes more than one time, because you can have a plant sent to you, and they'll give you something really good, and then they turn around and deceive you. I'm talking about a long-standing relationship. My best military source I've had for 18 years. That's right. And the relationship started at a different venue than this. Okay, I have really trusted source. I got another really good source. We go back to being 3 years old together. Yeah. So that's what I rely on. Then we have the people like Doug Thornton, Paul Preston, those people that you hear me regularly talk to. So I don't go on one source, but when you get multiple one sources saying the same thing and they're in a position to know, you have to start paying attention. And it's what we call preponderance of the evidence, even if the evidence isn't hardcore. Let me tell you what that preponderance would be. There have been fragments of calls leaked, and allegedly Erica Kirk's on them, McCoy is on them, other people are on them, and phrases get dropped, duties get usurped from Charlie, decisions made behind his back, and if you don't think that's true, all these things that are circulating about a move against Charlie, because Charlie won't play ball with the donors, then why was he ordering a Doge-style audit? Why did he remove Mikey McCoy shortly before the event, move him out of his position as COO? It's called preponderance of the evidence. Now, does that link them to the ultimate event? No. But it sure would make any legitimate investigator from law enforcement explore this avenue to the hilt. And it's totally being ignored, despite more evidence coming out every day that shows that TPUSA and its personnel need to be examined. And maybe we'll get no more than 990 forms that should have been filed that weren't filed. And maybe we'll get no more than that. It's possible. But there is enough smoke there that we should be looking for the fire. Before Charlie's demise, he put several employees on leave. That is on the record and can't be taken back. the reasons for being put on the leave are interesting, but we have to go to like the PBV broadcast. This is what I really find interesting. Charlie goes on that broadcast and he says, Netanyahu stood down on October 7th. Doesn't take 6 hours to respond. He's correct. It takes 3 minutes. And the patrols on the border nearby were taken down the day before. Charlie's right. And he said that publicly. And it implicates people who have allegiances to that regime who donate to TPUSA. Is that motive? Let's continue. The audit was ordered and has since been canceled. Don't you think your fallen leader who's been martyred, don't you think his final wish to show the honesty or dishonesty of TPUSA to be exposed should be honored? Clearly, separation from Charlie's direction as leader. Another nail in the coffin of the belief that Charlie was becoming the victim of a hostile takeover. And I don't mean hostile as in UVU. I'm talking as in James O'Keefe, where people are in key position, they're going to manipulate the board, and Charlie's going to be marginalized to the point of being not who he is. Knowing Charlie's character, I think it's really, really clear that he was getting ready to walk. He was expressing doubts about his marital relationship, which may have nothing to do with hostile takeover, which may have nothing to do with the UVU event, may have nothing to do with it. But those stories from insiders who've contacted me and stories I've ignored to this point, but now they're popping up in other places, I can't think of a motive why people would plant a story like this and be false. But nonetheless, listen, you're married long enough. You go through good years and bad years and good days and bad days. And sometimes there are some very serious problems you got to deal with. I think there's no question about that. But the bottom line is, in all of this, is it wasn't as being portrayed in the media. I think I can say that pretty clearly. And that's not unusual. That first year of marriage and then the fourth year, the researchers tell us, are turning points, no pun intended, to show whether a marriage is going to last and endure. And Charlie was, in my humble opinion, from what I've learned, was at that point. His mood had changed dramatically. And he said, I can't trust anybody. Anybody is the operative term, and this is the one word that keeps coming out. Anybody. I don't care who you go to and who you listen to about this. We're pretty much all responding to the same stimuli here. But I haven't heard people say this may have gone no farther than a corporate takeover. And Charlie may not have been fired like James O'Keefe was, but he certainly was on the way to being marginalized because decisions were being made in his name without his knowledge or approval. That part I know happened. He was losing control of TPUSA, hence the reason for the audit. Hence, I believe, in my opinion, the reason for removing Mikey McCoy as the COO. And Candace has had a lot more to say about that topic than I have. I'm only going to go as far as what I'm reasonably comfortable saying is fact. Does it relate to the ultimate end for Charlie? Well, that's what an investigation would reveal, and it's the one thing TPUSA's lack of transparency, lack of dealing with the issues, is an absolute problem. And I'm going to, in a follow-up segment, talk about Mikey McCoy. This is not me intending to defame him, to criticize him, but he needs to go on the record and answer the questions that dozens of people are asking in publications, much less the general public that's learning about this and go, what the hell? Because as these facts come out, if support for TPUSA, and right now they're on the sympathy roll, that ain't going to go on forever. And when that slows down and these issues are not dealt with, I can tell you there's going to be an erosion of trust. I saw it with the Kennedy assassination. In 1963, the people believed the government.
almost overwhelmingly, they believe the government. Hell, the government, JFK, saved us from nuclear war, 1962, right? Right? They won World War II. We became the dominant power in the world. We had the highest standard of living in the world, and it wasn't close. Of course, we'd trust the people who had taken such good care of us. But then, the sympathy that supported LBJ, they got us into that horrible Vietnam War and the continued upper atmospheric testing of the nuclear bombs. It's terrible for the planet, terrible for the economy, and terrible for world peace. And Khrushchev wanted to stop it too. He and Kennedy were using go-betweens to try to limit up their atmospheric testing. One of the reasons I believe Kennedy was taken out, because it would have cost a lot of money from people who make money on that, because bombs need to be replaced when they're exploded. And this knowledge coming out started to erode the trust that people had in the government. And then in the 1970s, 1977 to be exact, a congressional committee was formed to re-examine the Kennedy assassination, where they concluded there was a second shooter. And they ordered the Department of Justice and the FBI to reopen the investigation. To this day, they have not, and that's 40 years later. People don't trust the government. And the Kennedy assassination was one of the big reasons why. There's a lesson to be applied to TPUSA from that chain of events. Right now, they're riding the sympathy. Soon, that slows down. Donors bring money when butts are in the seats and kids are being convinced of certain belief systems about foreign powers. And when that stops, the money stops. And once the erosion of trust begins, TPUSA will unravel. It'll unravel quickly. But then there's Charlie, 6 feet under, with no justice for he or his parents and sister. That's the thing that really upsets me, second to the fact that Charlie was killed. You have to ask yourself, are you willing to look at this and ask the hard questions no matter where it leads? Because if you think that Tyler James Robinson, you think that he killed Charlie Kirk, you haven't truly looked at the facts, and you're ignoring the cover-up. CIA decoy boy, I've talked about. George Zinn, distraction, people get away. The disassembling of the crime scene materials, including the cameras, by TPUSA people. The failure to have medical people on staff there attending to Charlie. Why didn't they call the ambulance? Go to the closest hospital? Why didn't they clear the rooftops? Why wasn't there a drone in the air? And the 30-06 mystery that takes off the head of a bull moose, but Charlie's bone structure was too strong for that, and we're going to believe this bullcrap? This and a dozen other items? This case is revealing the worst of human nature. And for what Charlie delivered to this country, say what you want about Trump, and oh, I'm not in love with everything he's doing, but he has saved this country from the ravages of the people running the Biden administration. He has turned it around to some degree, and given enough time, I think he'll turn around to a much larger degree. He has a daunting task that he did not have in 2016 when he took over the first time. Charlie was responsible for him being in the White House. The youth vote across all nationalities helped turn this election. It's hard to quantify what was the number one reason, but this would have to be in consideration. We owe Charlie justice. We owe his parents and his sister justice. We cannot let this slide away. It's not just another current event that gets replaced by the following current event, and then we ignore the first one. No, I'm not going to do that here, which is another reason why I don't have a corporate board. I've had people come to me and want to invest in what we're doing. No, but then they want something. That's why we ask you for Patreon donations. You know, we get the nickels and dimes from people that we can use in a way that promotes the mission that we're on, not someone else's mission. And unfortunately for Charlie, he ran up against a wall that didn't support his mission. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. Stay tuned. We got more on this.